The new budget for Syracuse Public Schools includes more state aid than the district asked for. But as WRVO's Ryan Delaney reports, the school district still has to dip into the fund balance to level its finances.
The Syracuse School District asked for $7 million from the state in order to balance its budget. Legislators came up with an extra $2 million, part of an overall state spending increase on education. Suzanne Slack, the district's chief financial officer, says the extra cash will allow them to restore some previous cuts. The district will gain 43 faculty positions. It will also hire more security guards for its elementary and middle schools. Due to freezes or decreases in state aid in previous years, known as gap elimination, state aid to Syracuse schools was reduced by $50 million. Slack calls that devastating.
So even though things are getting better, there is still a significant gap between what we need or should be getting in the formula and what they've given us.
Slack says the district will also need to use $14 million in reserve funding to keep the district in the black. As one of the state's five dependent school districts, it can't levy a tax increase on its own. Just the mayor can. Mayor Stephanie Miner's budget does not include a property tax increase. The school district is also in the process of overhauling or phasing out three chronically underperforming schools, including Fowler High School. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.